Welcome, fellow music connoisseurs. Today, we're going to go to Indianapolis and check out some bands there. So, I like to pick smaller bands that nobody knows about, or, you know, they're not mainstream. They're not Foo Fighters level. I like to pick the small working class band that's hitting it hard. Why Indianapolis? Well, that's actually where I'm from. I grew up in Indy, and I spent 7 years playing in a band there called Project Hero. And let me tell you, man, it's a tough music scene there. It's just not a real artsy town yet. And of the three cities I've been in, that was the hardest one. It took us years to kind of get a following. We probably played, 25 or 30 different venues, and I bet you less than five of them are still in business. You'd schedule a gig, and then the venue closes down. And most of the bands I knew, they're not around anymore. They've all, you know, packed it up. Why do I tell you this? Well, I love Indianapolis. It's not to bag on Indianapolis. It's because I really respect the bands that are there, that are still going, that are working hard. If you have a band in Indy and you're having some success, you're doing something right. These people have jobs, families, they work hard, so it's worth a listen to check out their music. Now, this whole problem in Indy, it even stretches over to professional music. One time I went to see the band Muse, and I saw them at Verizon Wireless. I don't know what that place is called now, but they had come from Chicago the night before. They played for like 83,000 people or something. And then they came to Indy and it was just a few thousand. And you could tell that they were using the show as an experiment because they played the most obscure back catalog songs to use this gig as a testing ground to see what would be good to use in a bigger city at a bigger gig. So, it's something that affects big and small bands. Indy's just got a struggling music scene. So whoever's there, let's support them. So the first band, having said all that, that we're gonna check out isn't actually from Indy, they're from Louisville. But they come up to Indy to play gigs. And my friend Tyler Haybig recommended them because he was judging a battle of the bands, I think in Bloomington, and he discovered this band called Before the Streetlights. Let me tell you a little bit about this song. It's actually inspired from the childhood of Tyler, the singer and guitarist, and Josh, the bass player. Now, they're Air Force kids, so they got moved around a lot. They lived in a lot of different houses. So that's what the song's called, Houses, and it actually represents the longing that they had for a home. They've had so many different houses, but none of them feel like home. There's different memories attached to each house. But where do you call home when you've lived in 14 different places? So let's take a listen to the song Houses by Before the Streetlights.
Endless years have passed in different houses, always forgetting everyone and everything. If home is where the heart is, then why am I feeling lost? Instead of being honest, we know you've been keeping secrets to get what you want. I'm hoping for 2 years, counting down the days until the dust clears, trying to make a home of all these
All right, I hope you enjoyed Houses by Before the Streetlights. So let's talk about this song. Let's play the game I play every podcast, the good, bad, respect game. Try to come up with something good, something bad, constructively, and something I respect about each song. So the good. Well, this song sounds like a polished single to me. They wrote this in LA. They spent a lot of time trying to get it right. The music was done, but they needed a different melody. And I can tell that they spent a lot of time on it because it's very catchy and memorable. So I ended up remembering this song long after I'd listened to it. And I listened to it quite a lot, so to me it has replay value. It sounds like a strong single to me with a strong hook. So you can tell they put a lot of time into it. The bad. I spent like 30 minutes trying to come up with something constructive that, you know, could be improved on this song. I can't think of anything. Maybe it's because I really like it. Maybe it's because it kind of hits that nostalgia sweet spot for me. I lived in 14 different houses, and two of them twice, so I don't know, make that 16 different places. And I have memories attached to each and every house that I've lived in. So to me, I resonated with this song thematically. And I just don't have anything bad to say about it. So what do I respect about this song? I gotta say, the glue to this song, you know, besides the story itself, to me is the drums. It's a very simple song, and if you brought a simple beat into this, maybe it would come off like a little bit boring and too simple. But the complexity of the beat, it just makes the song and glues everything together. I love the lead tone. It's kind of chorusy, kind of liquidy, but it's reflective and it matches what the lyrics are trying to do. Trying to reflect on all these different houses that he's lived in. And I feel like the music creates an atmosphere and an environment of reflection. So bottom line, I grade this song high because I think this song succeeds in accomplishing what it sets out to do. It tells a story, it's nostalgic, it pulls at your heart a little bit, and the music does that too. So check this band out. They're recording in Nashville next month, so they're going to have some new material out. Keep an eye on them. So let's move on to our second band. This band is from Indianapolis, and it is Viseria. This band just put out some new material this month too, so check them out on Facebook. The song we're going to check out is called City Kids. This band features male and female vocals, and it's actually a married couple that writes these songs. So that brings an interesting dynamic to the music. I think they sound kind of like the Pixies, but like a more controlled version. I love the Pixies, but some of their music is kind of so wild and out there that I can't listen to it like an entire album all the way through. But this band, it's like they took the best elements of the Pixies and that live sound and put it together and made something that is more down to earth. So let me tell you what this song is about. The couple that wrote this song, they were living in Southeast Fountain Square in Indianapolis, and they're having dinner, and they hear the neighbors start fighting. And they said this is kind of a nightly occurrence, but on this particular night, someone shouted that they were going to go get their gun. So the couple got really worried, and they took their two sons upstairs. And it's just about realizing how much quicker kids that grow up in the inner city actually have to grow up than people who lived in the suburbs. This couple, they were raised in the suburbs. So they were just thinking about how different their children's upbringing is and the things they have to deal with, the stress they live under in an environment like that compared to what they had to do. I know myself because I grew up on the west side in the suburbs, but then when I moved to Austin, Texas, I moved right downtown and it was a little freaky in that area. I had neighbors that would get drunk and get violent and try to fight the people on the other side of my duplex. So it kind of freaked me out a little and I didn't sleep real well for the first couple months that I lived there. But let's check out this song, City Kids by Viseria.
Oh,
Alright, I hope you enjoyed City Kids. So, let's talk about this song. The good, bad, respect game. The good. I really like the story here, and I like knowing it because when I listen to the song, I feel like I know this family a little bit. And that sounds weird, but just having some insight to what the song is about, it makes me realize this is written by a real family. These are real people going through stressful stuff just like me. So it's a way that I can connect with this band, and it makes me more interested to hear the rest of their music. The bad. I'm not going to say this is a bad thing. It just doesn't have the traditional structure for a song. Personally, I like a more interesting structure. It may limit this band's ability to release this song as a single, but I don't think that's what this song is meant to do. Instead, I think it's meant to tell a story, and it accomplishes that. The structure itself is actually like two verses, and then what I think is a chorus that's repeated. And the more I thought about it, I thought, thematically, this actually makes sense. So if this song is supposed to be about kids growing up in a less structured environment where it's a little more chaotic, it makes a lot of sense to make the song order unusually structured. I really don't know if they did that on purpose, but I really think it's cool. Then I noticed later in the song, there's two vocal parts, right? The guy's singing one part, the girl's singing another. I can't figure out what the guy's saying, though. He's kind of buried. And maybe I'd like to be able to distinguish what he's saying a little bit more. But again, I wondered, is this supposed to reflect the chaos of hearing that fight? Because you kind of don't know what's going on. You just know it's a little bit chaotic. So, I don't know. Maybe it was intentional. And if that's the case, that's kind of cool. I mean, they paired that flanger on the guitar in there to just make it sound wilder and more chaotic. So maybe it's meant to be. I'm not sure. But maybe that's one thing I'd like to know what those lyrics are. Respect. I love the way this was recorded. I like the sound. There's not a lot of processing. It sounds like a live performance, but really good. And I like that a lot. You can tell that this band is going to have a fun live show. It's going to be energetic. And what they did here on the recording is very reproducible. And I really envy that drum sound. I wish that I could get my drums recordings to sound like that. So I really enjoyed this song. I'd recommend going online and checking out their new stuff that they just recorded. The band is Viseria, and I hope you enjoyed them. Let me know what you think about this song on the Facebook page. This third and final band is actually pretty successful. They actually have had an album chart in the Billboard Top 200 albums at number 135. This band is called The Contortionist. I kind of wonder if they perform maybe crunched up in a ball or in a strange yoga pose. Interesting. This band's gonna make you think. It's pretty deep stuff. They're inspired by Tool and Opeth. I kind of heard more of a Perfect Circle type of a sound here, but it's really interesting. Lyrically deep. So, hint, pay attention to the lyrics and maybe the time signature changes. This is Reimagined by The Contortionist.
Shape of I, it was
All right, I hope you enjoyed Reimagined. So, I was really intrigued to come across this song on Bandcamp today because I'd never heard of this band. I mean, I played in indie during the years they were active, and I didn't even know who they were. I noticed they're not playing in indie, so I don't know, maybe that's another symptom of the music scene struggles in Indianapolis. I'm not sure. So, support your indie bands. Let's review this song. So first of all, I really like how the intro is different. It's just that drum beat under a tape effect or reverb, and then it changes. It's like a one-measure appetizer. And then that staccato, defined bass comes in, and it's kind of reminds me of maybe a video game, like maybe you're getting ready to come out of an elevator and blow up some stormtroopers or something. Or maybe it's an 80s action movie, I don't know. But I liked this setup. Then we get to that chorus. It's big, it's reflective. They've created a canvas here for you to explore on. They want you to reimagine, and they use textures to create this canvas in your mind that you can paint on. It's really interesting. I imagined kind of standing under a waterfall, maybe watching light reflecting through the water. That's what I was seeing when I was listening to this song. There's a reason I paired this song with Before the Streetlights song Houses. It's because they're very similar. They're both setting up a nostalgic, reflective atmosphere, but they do it in different ways. For instance, Houses had pretty simple guitar, and they brought the complexity with the drum beat, right? Well, this song's the opposite. It's very simple drums, and they bring the complexity with the guitars and the lyrics. So let's play the good, bad, respect game and review this song. The good, like I said, the guitars bring this texture of complexity. I noticed I didn't even really know what the guitars were doing. I just knew what their effect was. I wanted to go back and listen to this song again just so I could figure out what are the guitars actually doing, because I couldn't pick the parts out. They're just layered and they weave together to create a feel. You're not supposed to be able to define what they're doing. You're just supposed to feel. What's really interesting about that is the feel of the music matches the feel of the lyrics again here. So let me just read you some of the lyrics. Right off the bat, kind of caught my attention. The first verse is, "When I found the point of life, it came creeping towards me in the shape of eyes." The chorus says, "It was all this reimagined. It was a different kind of speech. It was repetition. It was what you wanted to be." Verse 2 says, "When I saw the shape of sound, everything came spiraling." I think that's really interesting because all the fine details created a very visual listening experience for me. So I think they succeeded in that. There are multiple time signature changes on the chorus, but they don't throw you. Let's talk about the bad. Okay, so it took me a while to try to find something, but I noticed by the end of the song, the drums, as we said, were very simple. I couldn't really remember a significant fill. They were just very small ones, maybe hi-hat based. And at first I thought, you know, I'd kind of like to hear maybe a little wilder take on that last chorus or something. So then I listened to the whole song again with that in mind. And then I realized, no, I think he did exactly what he needs to. It is a solid performance, but if he brought anything crazier, I think it would disrupt the texture that they were trying to build here with the music. So this was kind of a lesson in songwriting. In a song like this, where you're trying to build a texture and set an atmosphere for people to reflect on, if you're too flashy, you're going to interrupt that. You're going to take them out of it, disrupt their train of thought. So after I thought about it more, I thought, you know what? The drums did exactly what they should here. It all works together. All the fine details, they come together to interlock and make that texture. So this song has a lot of depth. The more you listen to it, the more you feel the brilliance of it, because there's such attention to detail. Yeah, I know I cheated again. That's not really a bad thing. But you know what? I don't really pick songs that I don't like. Why would I? Because I want to support local bands. So let's talk about respect. I know I've done this like two other times so far, but I gotta say, it's math rock. It's bringing those time signature changes to that chorus. Because not only does it make you think, but it makes you reimagine what a chorus of a song is. And if you took away the lyrics to this song, you could still call the song Reimagine, just because of what the music alone does. There aren't very many lyrics, but the lyrics that are there are very deep, and you can sit there and philosophically ponder what in the world they mean for a long time. So this song has a lot of replay value. I think it's very impressive how everything works together. And I also respect that they're from Indy, because it is very difficult to be from Indy and have success. I'm actually going to rate this song because this band's bigger, so if I give them a low number, they could take it, right? Well, I'm going to give this maybe a 9 out of 10 because of replay value. I got to withhold a 10 for, I don't know, something that just makes my brain explode. And this is pretty close. I love it. So I highly recommend checking out The Contortionist. Check out Mind of a Musician on Facebook. Let me know what you think of these songs. What do you like? What do you not like? Maybe even tell me how these bands are live. So let's talk about it. So until next time, this is Mind of a Musician signing out. See ya.